News with Trey Ware, now on FM 107.1.
Let's get this party started, baby. The 21st of September, what a very special day it is. Truly, what a very special day. 507 Trey Ware, 550 KTSA, FM 107.1, the Trey Ware page at KTSA.com, where my interview with Sheriff Javier Salazar continues to pull them in from all around the country. I want to thank Markley Van Camp and Robbins and Lars Larson and the others, J.D. Hayworth, for playing the interview, playing sections of the interview. I really appreciate that. Jimmy, you too, on Sean's show yesterday, thanks for dropping that in. And Don Morgan for talking about it on the news. And it was something. And thanks to Elaine for getting him. That was really an outstanding team effort. That's what we do. And Jimmy and I were just talking. That's why we do what we do. I walked out here exhausted yesterday. I could barely walk yesterday when we walked out of here. But this is the important stuff that we do. And today the sheriff is attempting to lure illegal immigrants into America with the promise of work. I'm going to let you hear just a little while. I'm going to let you hear Jesse Waters and what he did last night on his show about this, and we're going to start it specifically when he starts talking about Javier Salazar. But Javier Salazar says the truth is you just need to embrace these illegal immigrants into San Antonio and give them jobs, busing tables, and cooking meals, and work at a restaurant on a Riverwalk. You just need to embrace this. So what he's doing is he obviously is signaling to illegal immigrants, y'all come and we'll have a job for you. Come here. Come to San Antonio. We have a job for you if you'll make that trek from Venezuela. If you're a rapist or a murderer from Venezuela being emptied out of the prisons, come on up. We got a job on the San Antonio Riverwalk for you. That's right, flipping tortillas. We'll get you to making tortillas down at Fiesta this year, Maria's Tortillas. 210-599-5555. You remember the sheriff was all, had his panties in a wad about how they, Ron DeSantis were luring these people to go on the false pretense that they would have a job. We're promising you a job if you go to Martha's Vineyard, which was not true, but still, that's how he came up with this whole criminal investigation. Well, apparently, he's luring them here because he said, at some point, you're going to have to embrace that this is happening. Hire these folks. Give them the opportunity to work. So what he's saying to those folks that would be coming here illegally, breaking the law of the United States of America to come here, come on, and we'll give you a job. He's luring these people here. It's kind of interesting, too, because the ones who were sent to Martha's Vineyard are now on a military base in Cape Cod. Our Venezuelan brothers and sisters, they're being held against their will now at a military base up there. The people of Martha's Vineyard knew this was going to happen, and none of them thought to tell the Venezuelan brothers and sisters before it happened. In fact, Jackie Stallings at Martha's Vineyard said, I kept telling them it was a dormitory. You're just going to a dormitory. I didn't want to say you're going to a military base. Hang on. So the people in Martha's Vineyard were luring them in. They were being deceptive. They were lying to them, saying, you're going to a dormitory. I didn't want to say you're going to a military base. That would have upset them too much. They came here looking for a better life out of Venezuela. They arrived in one of the prettiest and most affluent destinations on the planet, an idyllic island with unlimited resources, many thousands of empty beds, and best of all, a population that claimed to love them. No person is illegal, say the signs on all the lawns. It was all a lie. 50 brown people, too many for the people of Martha's Vineyard. They called in the army to have them removed like trash, as one of their residents said. That's right. The Food and Wine Festival is coming up. Got to get the brown people out of here. That's true. That's right. Now, judging by the behavior, not simply by their lawn signs, which is the best way you judge people is how they act. The people of Martha's Vineyard are not especially compassionate. That island residents deceived their Venezuelan siblings by telling them they were just going to a dorm. They lured them away from the island. You're going to a dorm. You're not going to be locked up at a military base like terrorists, nothing like that. They're not going to waterboard you. Goodness sakes. So actually, the people of Martha's Vineyard, the residents there, they're the ones who did the tricking. They tricked the Venezuelans into going to a military base. The bigger story, and the one that affects the rest of us, you know, the 340 million people who live in America, is what we saw in Martha's Vineyard is a taste of what is absolutely the official policy of the Democrat Party. If your town votes the right way, then you get military protection. The military shows up immediately. 50 people not hurting anybody, and the army comes and removes them away from you. Well, that's a 911 call. Pretty great. All you need to do is vote 87% for Joe Biden, throw some bucks his way, and then, yep, they'll come with the army and take the illegal aliens away from you. Well, everybody else is just SOL. Over the past 11 months, American authorities have encountered more than 2 million illegals along the southern border. That's the highest number ever recorded by the U.S. government. Lured here, Javier, lured here by Joe Biden, and now by you saying they can work here. You're both luring these people into the United States by promising them work. You're promising them jobs. Luring them here to make a dangerous trek. Some will die. Some will be raped. Many will be put into slavery. And you, my friend, are luring them here with a promise of a job. You're telling us that we have to accept them and put them to work. 210-599-5555. Do we need to accept this? Lay back and accept it? Enjoy it even? At least another million have been allowed in the country, so-called economic migrants, whatever that means. And then, of course, hundreds of thousands who just sneaked in under the radar. Now many of those headed to military bases for deportation. U.S. military arrives to solve what is clearly a disaster, right? Zero. Wasn't Martha's Vineyard. Joe says he can't possibly deport the Venezuelans because that would be cruel. So when the people on Martha's Vineyard think of illegal immigration, they think groundskeepers and waiters, just like Javier thinks. Bus boys for the tables on the San Antonio Riverwalk. Man, are you a racist or what, dude? Is that all they can do is bus tables for you? You want them here to bus tables on the Riverwalk. Okay. By the way, many are coming from Pakistan, the place where ISIS has just called for jihadis to enter the United States and kill Americans. They're walking on our streets from Pakistan. Yeah, we have video of police interviewing them. Men walking the streets from Pakistan. It's very common now. This is not the immigration of our childhood. These people coming here, many of them want to do us harm. We have close to 100 on the terror watch list. Not a matter of competing with jobs for American citizens. It's a grave threat. A lot of people like this are coming across the border right now. In fact, Fox has a brand new drone that they fly over with a thermal imaging, and it shows images of mass illegals crossing in the middle of the night in Eagle Pass, crossing the river, walking onto private property, over 100 gathered waiting for Border Patrol processing in the Del Rio sector, about 2,000 per day. 50 got them hauled off by the army, by the military at Martha's Vineyard. We have 2,000 a day in Eagle Pass. Eagle Pass alone. None of these people who are complaining about Ron DeSantis sending 50 Venezuelans to Martha's Vineyard, including Javier Salazar, have said a word about what else is happening on the border. And a lot's happening. It's an ongoing humanitarian disaster, a tragedy for the people being trafficked, and they are being trafficked. They're going into slavery. Just ask the sheriff that we've had on many times to talk about it. Not Javier Salazar. No, real sheriffs who are doing a real job protecting citizens of the United States, not protecting people who broke our laws and threatened our Constitution. Javier is protecting the ones who broke the law. They broke the law to come into the country. Now, real sheriffs like Sheriff Dowd protecting citizens of the United States, taxpaying citizens of the United States. Javier, he's protecting the illegals. And the illegals are being rewarded by the Biden administration and Javier in exchange for breaking our laws, for mocking our Constitution. They're being lured with public benefits, free housing, free health care, free education for your child. In fact, Joe Biden lured them during the candidacy in 2020. I want you to come. Please, everybody, come. I'll have health care for you. He raised his hand, remember, for health care. I'll have health care for you. You come, I'll have health care for you. Luring them. Hey, Javier, remember that? oh, no, you didn't see that because you don't watch the same news I watch. I remember when you told me that. I'm old enough to remember yesterday at 6:05. Neil Monroe at Breitbart reported in a given year, about 3 migrants arrive for every 4 Americans who are born in this country. That's what you call replacement theory right there. Did you vote on this? Did anybody vote on this? You remember that thing called democracy? Remember that? Where we vote on things and issues like this? Did you? Did I? No, I didn't. I know you didn't. In fact, nobody voted for this. And yet, somehow, MAGA Republicans are the threat to democracy. You see, Joe Biden unilaterally, on his own, opened the border and lured, Javier, your word, lured these people to come into the United States of America with all the freebies that they get when they get here. Come on, we got all the free stuff for you. And Javier says you're going to have a job on the Riverwalk. Who wouldn't want a job on a Riverwalk? And yet, MAGA Republicans are the threat to democracy? That was never run by the Congress. In fact, quite the opposite. We have laws saying that we have a border, and we have immigration laws that are supposed to be respected and enforced. But Joe Biden saying that MAGA Republicans are the threat to democracy when he is violating the Constitution of the United States by encouraging these people to come in and opening the border so they can come in. Right on in. And Javier says they deserve a job on the San Antonio Riverwalk, bussing your table and cooking your meals. I don't know about you. I really don't want some rapist or murderer out of Venezuela cooking my food. I don't think that's a good idea, do you? Javier does. They're coming through Mexico. Now, we control the Mexican economy. We can turn off Mexico right now. We send billions down there every year, but of course, we're by far their biggest trading partner. Nobody's taking American law enforcement seriously. Because they know when they get here, they're just going to be directed to the local welfare office. What Biden has not said, that he's solely responsible for this. He stopped deporting asylum seekers. He said, you're welcome here. He's allowing asylum seekers with fraudulent claims to remain in the country. And, of course, the message has gone out all around the world. They're being lured here. Just show up and you'll be fine and you're going to get all this health care. They're being lured here, Javier, by your president. Not my president, your president. So let's just say you wanted to harm the United States. What would you do? Well, Fidel Castro in 1980 with Muriel Boatlift, he opened his prisons, mental hospitals, and sent them all to Miami. Changed Miami forever. Venezuela is doing something very similar, according to the Department of Homeland Security. People at the border have been told, be on watch for all these criminals, rapists, and murderers from Venezuela. Javier, criminals, rapists, murderers from Venezuela are headed into the United States. People that you have to contend with, or you're supposed to contend with as being a sworn peace officer, you're supposed to deal with that. And you're good? You're luring these people here with a promise of a job on the San Antonio Riverwalk? It's lunacy, folks. It's absolutely 1,000,000% lunacy what Joe Biden and Javier Salazar are doing. Luring people into the United States to take your jobs, to cook your food, and to threaten citizens that they are sworn to protect. Back in a minute, Trey Ware, KTSA.